It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Con la única banda que toca hasta las 15, hasta las 15. Y sigue el mambo.
This isn't scuba diving, man.
You gotta have depth.
Depth is overrated.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me?
No.
Depth is
Listen,
not overrated.
I am telling you that the Nuggets... Nuggets. Say fue.
Nuggets.
Say fue.
Nuggets.
This is one of my favorite songs. I'm sorry. Can we listen to it for a second?
Sure. It's Fiesta Friday.
Hey, Maria.
Say fue.
Hey, Maria. Say fue. So this is... Maria?
Where's Maria?
Where's Maria? She left.
Maria. Maria.
I say fue.
I say fue.
Does that mean she left?
Yeah.
I say fue.
No, I is like I.
She left.
I. Say fue.
Say fue. She left.
So when I go to Safeway, it means
Safeway.
I left.
No, that's...
Oh, so different if, kind of Safeway?
No. It's, see, now you're talking about grammar, and that's a whole different area. But here's my point. All right, listen.
That was pretty funny. That's great.
That's how you say Maria Safeway in...
In dog?
Perro.
In canine?
Perro.
Perro.
You
were talking
if
about...
If you want to learn Spanish, by the way, there's the best show to watch is Perro y Gato.
Cat and dog?
Cat and dog.
Or dog and cat.
It is fantastic. So the dog is like a little chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Or chihuahua.
No, chihuahua.
Dun, 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 dun. And then the cat is some big, fat, just cat.
Yeah.
And so the dog will be like, gato. And the cat will be like, si. He's got a totally low voice.
Okay.
Si. And be like, let's go to the beach. And then the cat will be like, okay. He's like, vamos a la playa. Oh.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Let's go to the... And but they're very funny.
Right. Oh, I'd watch that.
It is. And it's very helpful, you know, just to kind of see conversational.
Oh, I'll check it
Great
out.
Great for the kids.
I'll check
funny.
It out.
And it makes me laugh. So cool. anytime you hear me go, okay.
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 You're the cat.
All right. So here's what I'm talking about. Getting back to this. All right.
Yes.
You keep trying to distract me, and I am not going to be distracted away from
I'm distracting you. Okay.
All the shiny objects, man.
You're just saying we don't need depth. Girl.
No, I am not saying, we don't need as much depth as we have.
You can never have too much depth.
Listen, man, would you agree that Jokic is a budding star?
Yes.
Okay. Would you agree that Jamal Murray is a emerging star?
Yes.
Okay. Emerging is not as much as budding, like on
right.
the cusp.
He's an emerging okay. player. He's a rookie. I mean,
would you imagine Juancho Hernan Gomez is an emerging star? I mean, what he's seen, he's really shown.
So far, he looks like he could be a great player.
Gary Harris has been awesome.
Yeah. In what year is he in again?
I think it's his second.
Okay. So, yes.
Okay.
And then Beasley.
You have Malik Beasley, who can't even get on the floor, and he's a shooting guard who's 6'5".
Yep. And he's in his second year?
First year.
First. So he's a rookie.
Yeah, he's 20.
You've got Moutier, who's like 19 or 20.
Moutier is 20. A 6'5 point guard.
In his first year.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these young, talented players.
Yes, that you can trade for one. You can trade to someone like Brooklyn, who's terrible. You can get them some young guys so they can get cap space, and people are likely to sign with Brooklyn. But you get young guys who have the opportunity to be pretty good. And that frees up also for you. Also, the play. See, the problem with depth is you have playing minute issues. So these guys who are not happy with playing 18 minutes or 17 minutes a game.
If the team is winning, they will be. If the team is winning, they will be. You had made a comment about the starting lineup of Hernan Gomez.
You have Hernan Gomez. So the starting lineup is at your guard. You have Jamal Murray and you have Jamal Murray and Gary Harris are your two guards.
Right.
All right. Your center is Jokic.
Even though he doesn't really play center, but he can.
It's just a position to start.
Right. And your power forward is?
Your power forward.
Hernan Gomez.
Is Hernan Gomez right now.
Yeah.
I mean.
So then we go to the shooting forward.
But shooting, but see, there's a couple issues there. I mean, people are not taking into account Fareed. Now, I would prefer Hernan Gomez because I think he's got better range and I think he does more offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But Fareed is an energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he also is, you know, he's kind of grumbly.
But why can't you keep him for depth as a really good off-the-bench player? Same with, is start Gallinari at your shooting forward and keep Wilson
because
Chandler
makes,
is...
Because he makes $12 million a year and you can't...
Dude, doesn't matter. We need to pay these guys anyway. We're so far
under
what
we need
to pay.
You need to be paying Jokic. Who's making 1.3?
And they will in a couple of years when his contract is up.
But I'm saying you have you know Daryl Arthur as an option at power four, but you okay? So listen, you have shooting guards. You have also Will Barton, Malik Beasley. Shooting forward, you have Wilson Chandler, Gallinari, right?
Right.
So those are your choices at shooting forward right now. Unless you want to move one of those shooting guards who are bigger, someone like Barton, you can move him down, but then he's going to be undermanned on defense. Why don't you go and market, you know, get all the, you know, go, you know, Will Barton's a little bit older, so keep him. He's 26.
So who are you going to get for all of these, for the half of our team that you're just giving away? Who are you going to go get for, you know, packaging half or basically our entire second team and just giving them away? Who are we going to get for all these players?
Well, you either go get the stud point guard. Or you go get a stud power forward.
So we're getting rid of veteran players to bring in another first-year player to make us even younger.
You make it sound so dirty, and it's just not.
Well, I mean, if we've got good assets now, I think it makes more sense to get rid of a couple of players, like a Fareed.
I'm not saying we get rid of all of them. I think you get rid of. How about Fareed? See, I like Will Barton. I mean, I like him. I think he's, I mean, he calls himself Will the Thrill, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, but he's old.
He's 26.
Yeah, compared to the rest of the
team.
These
are not dogs. I mean,
compared to the rest of the team, half our team is 20.
We have one guy over 30.
And that would be Mike Miller?
Oh, two guys. Sorry.
Two guys. So you got Jameer Nelson and Mike Miller?
Yes.
Over 30.
Mike Miller's 37.
Yeah. He probably won't play another year.
I don't know. He's making 3.5 mil.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to make 3.5 mil sitting on my butt. Listen, trade a Gary Harris and a Wilson Chandler and a first for the first pick in the draft.
See, I don't think that's going to be enough to get the first pick in the draft.
Add Daryl Arthur.
You're going to have to give him up more. I think you're going to get more
add,
value.
Add Moutier.
I think you're going to get more value by trying to trade these players plus your first round. Trade two middle-of-the-road players on your team, second-team players and your first-round pick to go get a veteran leader to come in and play for a couple years while this
No, I'm saying that what I'm saying is everyone seems to want to talk about the fact that the only way you can win in the NBA is to have a star. So what you do... And since no stars seem to want to come here to Denver,
right?
You draft a star and you keep him here. Listen, we got 8 years out of Mr. Guy.
Carmelo?
Yes. We got 8 years out of him. I mean, we did. We went to the playoffs every year.
Seven or eight, something like that.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good career.
Yeah, we went to, you know, but we never got over the hump.
We never got over the hump, but we still had a star. But
yeah.
But and he did in fact sign his extension here.
He did.
So you know people find it appealing enough that they want to live here after if they're a rookie and they're drafted here.
Well,
so you go out and you get the number one pick in the draft with three of these things.
Let's be honest. He signed his just like they all do. They sign their extension at their first team because that's where they're going to get their most money.
Well, no, that's not entirely true with that because if you remember, that was the same year that LeBron James and the Dinosaur. Who plays-ish for Miami, Chris Bosh,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and not Dwayne Wade, but they were all the same year. They were all free agents. They came away with a rookie year homage. And those two guys took less years. They took three-year deals mm-hmm. where Carmelo took the max contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that it sounds weird saying by taking the max contract, which was worth more money, is unselfish, but... He took the max. And the extra years, where everyone else was getting out earlier.
Well, because those guys are punks. those guys didn't care about. They just wanted to join forces.
That wasn't that happened. That was 3 years earlier. This was 3 years earlier.
But LeBron did not take the max contract.
He took the max minus the years.
Because he knew he wasn't going to stay there. Bob. Carmelo, listen, if it weren't for his wife, he might still be here, honestly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he had his issues.
He did. I don't. If you really believe that a guy like Jokic can be a superstar, can be a Dirk Nowitzki kind of player, then we don't need to draft
I don't think that you can look at him like Dirk Nowitzki because I don't believe that Dirk Nowitzki has the passing skills that he does.
But Dirk Nowitzki is a superstar.
Oh, yes, maybe. Okay, as a superstar.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. If he's going to be a superstar kind of player, like a la a Dirk Nowitzki, a Great White Hope or whatever you want to call him, then you don't need to go draft another superstar. You need to go get solid middle-of-the-road role players who can teach this young team how to play championship basketball.
We have 14 solid middle-of-the-road players on our roster.
No, I don't think so. I think we've got two or three star to superstar players.
Man, you are lucky that I love this song because this is driving me bats. Bats!
You just have a different viewpoint on, one, how to build the Nuggets. Yeah, you want to get younger.
Yeah.
You want to make them younger and less effective, so it makes no sense
I want to make them.
If you get another young player, they're out of the playoffs for another year.
Oh, stop. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.